Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Angela, thanks so much for joining us. As we talked about before this recording started, I have a Sax Parente putter, and so I've been enjoying using it over the last couple of years. You guys have a new model out, and it's called DRAC, and I love what it's short for, and I love what it implies about the design, but I don't want to give it away to everybody, so you can kind of explain to folks what you came up with and the reason for the DRAC moniker.
Oh, absolutely. So because I do have props with us, I'm gonna bring this up into view so everybody can kind of see the bottom of it where it's the DRAC, and of course the top, just a really nice milled aluminum with the black finish and the red dot. And I think what's really of significance, Ryan, is what you see here. This is tungsten weighting. And so one of the things, and I'll give you just a little bit background in case, I know you already know this, but in case your viewers. So at Sax Parente, we have a patent on what we call ultra-low balance point. And with ultra-low balance point, what we do is we bring the center of gravity of the putter down to within 5 inches of the sole. And people say, okay, you know, what is the benefit that you're providing? Well, the benefit is you bring that center of gravity, or I shouldn't say center of gravity, I should say balance point. When you bring the balance point of that putter down like that, it becomes very pendular. And it becomes very easy to stroke. As we say, it really is the only putter that naturally improves your stroke, because you don't have to steer it anymore. You don't have to try to manipulate it with your hands, because that putter, you know, through the physics of gravity, it wants to get square and released. So every putter we've designed has that principle of ultra low balance point. And, it really makes a difference. We've seen it, you know, we've been around for just a few years now. And we see when we get it in people's hands what a difference it can make. Along with that, and now getting back to the DRAC, along with that, we always believe in bringing the weight as far forward as we can. So bringing the weight forward and taking it to the heel and toe. And so by bringing it forward, we get rid of the, you know, sort of effects that you can get with your hanging a lot of weight off the back of a mallet, where you start getting gear effect or some of the, you know, ill effects of spinning the golf ball, especially on a longer putt or a miss hit. And the other thing we do is by putting it on the heel and toe, it becomes very stable. So we brought up the MOI, the moment of inertia, resistance to twisting. So it's stable. And then because of the ultra low balance point, it's very natural. So all those things combined is really the benefit that we see. Now, getting back to the DRAC, We really took that to the next level with the DRAC, and we have 100 grams of tungsten on the heel and toe. So the MOI is really off the charts for a mallet, and once again, very stable. And as you can see, we brought the weight as far forward as we can. So really keeping with the design principles that you see in all our putters. And then, you know, when you look at it and you kind of ask me, okay, why did we call it the DRAC? Well, we kind of saw these two fangs here, and we said we need to come up with a really, you know, kind of cool name for it. And the DRAC really just stuck with everybody in the company. And the really fun part is when you start putting with it, you go, wow, they're really on to something. I was having a conversation with Steve Sachs, and Steve's like, look, he goes, I know I design all these. He goes, but this one's the closest one to automatic I've ever designed. And coming from a guy with Steve's expertise, you know, that's really saying something.
For folks who maybe don't have never kind of gotten into this thought about their how a putter head is designed and what it does for them, can you walk them through how you weight distribute the tungsten between heel and toe and why you made that choice?
Sure. So when you look at a putter, you know, what we're always trying to do is give the golfer the best performance characteristic. And what I think everybody in the industry has figured out is we need stability in the putter head, right? So look, unfortunately, we all miss hit. It's just a fact of life as amateur golfers. But if you do miss hit, can that putter still be stable enough to keep the ball in line with where you were originally aiming, your target? And so by bringing weight to the heel and toe, we bring stability to that putter head on what we'll call a miss hit, an off-center hit. We believe, I almost call it dynamic MOI, that we also believe in bringing the weight forward as well, because those two combinations give you high MOI and you don't have to worry about, as I mentioned before, the gear effect. So that it's really, it's a principle we really believe in to help the golfer.
And then the fangs in the back, the parts that make it the drac,
mm-hmm.
can you explain to folks the benefit that that provides by moving some of that weight back and having some of a larger footprint for the overall putter with some weight behind?
Yeah, and one of the things you notice, it's on the outsides once again, right? So everything we do, and you've seen it perhaps like in our 54 series mallets, we take out that weight in the center. So we channel it out. The drac is just another example of it, but let me grab a 54 just to show you the 54 Invictus. Same kind of concept, right? So it's not so evident because you're not seeing it from the top, but the same principle, right? We're taking weight out of the center and making it on the exterior. With the drac, we have the tungsten weighting and a little bit of those outside fangs, if that's what we want to call them, to provide that stability for us.
Where do most golfers tend to miss hit on the putter face? Is it low? Is it high? Is it left? Is it right? Where do they tend to have their most common miss hit?
You know, I think that's a really good question, Ryan. I think what winds up happening is influenced by the break of the putt. I have a Series 39, which was our original putter, and that one you can putt both right and left-handed with. And I kind of have fun with that because it's like, if the putt's breaking away, I just find it's more difficult for people, and they have a tendency to, you know, that's what causes the miss on either side, right? Is the putt breaking in or is it breaking away? And that's where you're going to get either the heel or the toe hit. In terms of, are you going to hit it high or low on the face? Boy, you know, a lot of that has to do with, okay, number one, you know, are your one arm shorter than the other, right? So what does our wingspan look like? Where's your setup in relation to how those arms are set up? And then in some fashion, like me, I'm right-handed, but I'm left eye dominant. And so that causes another sort of, you know, disparagement between how you aim, or, you know, it just, for me, I like to have something center lined more so than an offset. So all those things contribute to where are you going to hit it on the face.
For the material setup that you've created here, I mean, you've got 6,000 series aluminum alloy in the head. You mill that. How do you kind of make decisions about which type of aluminum to use and how you gather those materials in the first place?
So that is something that Steve Sachs and Rich Parente are really at the forefront of. Actually, and also our CEO, Tim Triplett, and one of our other co-founders, Aki Yorihiro, is the head of our research and development. So what they do, we're lucky enough to have a facility in California. We have access to the latest testing equipment along with our robot. And so what we want to do, and you'll see some of it in our videos, is we want to capture how that ball, number one, comes off that type of material. And then, you know, there's the aesthetic qualities of it as well. How does it sound? How does it feel in my hands? All those considerations are made. As a matter of fact, you bring up something that literally we just came out with and introduced at the PGA show. So the 66, we call it the 66 MG. So we now have a patent on a magnesium insert in putters as well. So originally we were with aluminum, and now we found, number one, magnesium is 30% lighter, and we like the feel a little bit better. So it's a constant process for us, Ryan, testing materials and going through those evaluations.
And do different materials pair better with each other given what you're trying to accomplish with a particular putter?
Absolutely. So your 66, for example, and I'll hold up the 66 MG. This is a great example of exactly what you're talking about. So you see there's brass, it's naval brass on the front and then aluminum in the back. So the reason for that, once again, it's a weighting consideration. So we wanted the heavier material in front, so bring that weight forward, right, which we're always trying to engineer. And plus we like the feel that you get from the naval brass. And then put the aluminum in the back, and we found that combination of materials is ideal for that style of putter. And that's something, once again, that we work on all the time.
And are there any materials or metals out there that you want to use, but maybe just haven't figured out the right pair with yet?
You know, that's a question I guess I'd have to ask Steve and Rich. I don't know right now exactly which ones they're trying to pair up.
Fair enough. And we don't want to give it away any trade secrets, by the way.
Yep.
Anyhow, so how do you tell this story to golfers? I mean, obviously we're having this conversation, but how do you catch their eye first with the drag and say, all right, not only is this a putter that has maybe a potentially familiar shape with it, but here, ours is better because X, Y, and Z. What's that story? What's that pitch to a golfer?
So I always start with the story of ultra low balance point, because I think it has to start there, Ryan. So literally, when I have this putter in my hand and I hand it to a golfer, I say, hold it like this and hold it out. And you'll get a sense of the weight that we took out of the shaft and of the grip. And our matter of fact, our shafts are made now in the United States. So we opened up our own shaft facility. We make our own carbon fiber shafts here in the United States. We're very proud of that. And that was something we'll talk about later in the conversation, some of the plans we have for that. But so number one, that's where I always start, Ryan. I say, I want to introduce you to ultra low balance point. And I want to introduce you to the benefits that it provides. And let's see, hopefully I can balance this so you can see, you know, within 5 inches of the sole, it's balancing. So that's one of the first things I want to introduce. I want you to understand what ultra low balance point can do for you from a performance characteristic. So, and people invariably are going to say, okay, well, what does it do? You know, answer my questions about it. So number one, it's going to become very natural for you. And I think I introduced it, you know, earlier in our segment this way. But what you'll find is you get a great sense of the weight of the head. And, you know, when talking with Aki, he said, look, we could have made ultra balance point two different ways. We could have put a super amount of weight in the head, like 800 grams. Ours are tour weight. Ours are 375 grams. And then use a standard steel shaft, or do it the way we've done it, which is, you know, tour weighted head and very lightweight shafts and grip. Matter of fact, our shafts are roughly a gram an inch, and our grips, depending on whether you have, you know, the larger grip or the more, you know, narrow pistol, anywhere from 33 to 38 grams. So once you get that sense, you're going to feel the head. And Rich Ferrante said this from the very outset. You need to be able to feel the head of the putter to be able to actually get a sense of what it's doing with the ball. So that's first how I introduce it. And then I'm always going to tell people, grip it very lightly. I want to put it in your hands. I want you to grip it really lightly and let the putter do what it's physically designed to do. And that's to get squared and released. That's the sort of pendular nature of ultra low balance point. So it's going to do that. They're going to get a sense of it. And then I'm going to have you step up and take a couple putts. And what you'll see immediately is your dispersion is going to tighten up because you're not using your hands to manipulate it. You're going to see a quick roll and it's going to go to the target. And then kind of as the next step in that, I always say, look, after you start using a Sax Ferrante putter, if at any point in time you feel like your dispersion starting to widen, that means you're going back to gripping it really tightly and trying to control it like you would have to do with a conventional putter. And so we have those discussions. That's how I like to introduce it.
For folks who, sorry, I just lost my train of thought. My voice came down for a second. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I think she was trying to tell me something. I probably should just turn around for a second, but I didn't want to interrupt you. Hold on, let me get my train of thought back. Yes. Okay. Shaft manufacturing. Okay. Here we go. So you guys have made the active decision to kind of take more control over your components by bringing shaft manufacturing here to the United States to your own facility. What was that decision like? What spurred that on, and how long did it take to create that?
So, you know, we all know we've all gone through the COVID experience over the last, you know, few years, and the interruptions that were caused by, you know, just production places shutting down, all the different things. And the other thing is, because we always say we're defying convention, right? We're always trying to make things from a technology design standpoint that don't exist right now. And we felt if we can control the process, especially very close to us, you can make a design. You can then test that design. You can prototype it. it just it brings our research and development and production facilities together, and I think in a synchronous way that you can't have if it's so far away from you, you know, when you're getting this production. So, you know, those kind of two things together really pushed us hard to say, okay, how can we make this happen? Because it literally, there wasn't any sort of large scale facility that we could tap into here, except, you know, maybe amongst the bigger manufacturers. So we went about finding expertise within shaft manufacturing and put that together with our staff's knowledge and some people we brought on. And it matter the opportunity to go visit the facility a couple weeks ago. And I've never been on the production side of the golf business. I've always been more on the technology side. But just to see the steps that it takes to make a really high quality carbon fiber shaft, it was a great learning experience for me.
Will you consider taking any other components of it, maybe grip in-house, or are you kind of happy with where you're at with shafted head?
So right now, so the shafts we make, that is under the umbrella of our company. The as you mentioned, some of our heads, especially like the Drac, the new and the 54 and the 66 are all now being made in the United States. So that's another thing that we've accomplished. We'll have to see, Ryan, you know, as we sort of move along and grow as a company. I mean, we're only just about 4 years old. We will see, you know, what other, you know, parts we believe we can manufacture here and do so, you know, both economically and more importantly to us from a performance characteristic. We want them to be at the highest level.
For folks who are interested in learning more about Drac or any other Saxprente putter, where can they go and where can they go to try it out for themselves?
So you can go to saxparente.com. And I always tell people, they go, you know, who are the names there? So Steve Sachs, Rich Parente. Steve has been in the business for over 40 years. Rich Parente is one of the founders of Callaway Golf. So saxparente.com. And also our putters are in every club champion location throughout the country. Club Champion is the largest club fitter in the country. They have over 100 locations. So we have our putters there as well.
Well, Angelo, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us about all things Saxprente, including Drac, and we appreciate the time.
Thanks, Ryan. This was great. Appreciate it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.